Let's turn in God's Word to Matthew and chapter 4. We'll be reading Matthew 4, verses 1 through 25. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 25. And God's people, beginning in verse 1 of Matthew 4, these are the infallible words of the Lord. And so give your attention to His Word. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward He was hungry. Now when the tempter came to Him, He said, "If You are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." And the devil took Him up into the holy city, set Him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to Him, "If You are the Son of God, throw Yourself down, for it's written, He shall give His angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again the devil took Him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed Him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And He said to Him, "All these things I will give You, if You fall, You will fall down and worship Me." And Jesus said to Him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve." And the devil left Him. And behold, angels came and ministered to Him. Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, He departed to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, He came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then He said to them, "Follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed Him. Going on from there, He saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then His fame went out throughout all of Syria, and they brought to Him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and He healed them. Great multitudes followed Him, from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. Thus far in God's Word. In the first 11 verses, Jesus fends off the temptations of the devil in the weakest of states. And the answer to temptation, we learn, is God's Word. And we know that here He's fending off these temptations so that He could die even for our sins on the cross, being that perfect sacrifice, because He did not sin. And from there, Jesus went to Galilee to fulfill the promise concerning Him in verses 15 and 16. And verse 17, to preach, calling all who heard to repent. In verses 18 through 22, Jesus called a few to be His disciples. And it leaves out the others who were called as well in this account. And we are to be His disciples in the same way and to follow him. He saw that with James and John, they followed him and left even their father immediately. They didn't spend time talking to him and saying, "Goodbye, Father." They immediately followed Jesus Christ. And so we must immediately follow him, no matter the cares of this world. And not follow the world, not follow the man-made inventions of God's people or the devil. We must follow Jesus. And to show forth that our Savior was sent from God, you see him in verses 23 to 24 and other accounts many times healing people of all manner of sicknesses and diseases, both physical and spiritual, again showing that he was sent from the Lord. The God-man Jesus Christ has come, and he is calling you to come unto him, and he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Follow me." Let's pray. Father, we thank you this very day. We're thankful for your word. We're thankful for your Son who endured the temptations of the devil and was made in a manner of all weaknesses as we are, and yet he was without sin, and he is without sin still today. We're thankful that he, though without sin, he died on the cross for our sins, made atonement, reconciled us to you, the Father, through the giving and sacrifice of his own body on the cross. Father, we give you praise. We're thankful for your Son and that you sent him for our sakes. And Father, we're thankful that he came preaching. He came preaching his word and calling all to repent and follow after him. For there is no salvation in any other. There is no comfort or hope or joy or thanksgiving or anything good except that which is found in union with Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we ask that you would give over our hearts to you, to your Son Jesus Christ, that we would bow the knee even in our hearts to him who sits now on the throne, our King of glory. And he is that King of glory that we've sang about. And we're thankful that you have given disciples to your church, that you called Peter and Andrew and James and John, as we see in this passage, and the rest of the disciples to come and serve you, because we are the recipients of even their ministry today as we have the Word of God in our hands in the New Testament. And many of them, those disciples, were those who wrote these words down. And we are thankful for them. We're thankful that they showed forth their sin, that we might not walk in the same paths as they did, that we would not doubt, that we would not be filled with pride, and many other sins we might consider as we think of the disciples. And yet, Father, how you showed mercy and grace through them. And you proclaimed the word and you sent them out to evangelize and tell people about Jesus Christ, your Son, their Master and ours. And Father, we ask that you would make us in this world, as we consider even as we have this morning and even this evening, as we consider what it means to follow after you. Father, may we follow you with full devotion and purity of heart and not hold back because of father or mother or sister or brother or son or daughter. That we would follow you with all of our heart and soul, mind and strength. That we would worship you. That we would honor your name and proclaim your name to the nations and keep your Sabbath, the Lord's Day, holy. Help us to remember it even throughout the week, that we would prepare in our hearts to worship you on this day and rest in you on this day and honor you on this day. Father, we ask that you would be with the Nichols family as they're Abraham, and his wife are moving to Florida for a short time. Be with them in their travel, whoever it is in the Nichols family. and ask that you would be with them in their travels, be with them and give them comfort and encouragement in Christ as they go there. And Lord willing, that you would bring them back soon. Father, we ask that you would be with Michael and Audrey as they are preparing to get married this month. We look forward to that wedding, and yet, Father, we look forward more so to their marriage and pray for them that you would grant to them a life together serving you and bowing the knee to Christ your Son, that in all things they would honor you and they would image forth Christ in the church, that gospel truth that we find even in Ephesians 5 and other places throughout the Scriptures. Father, we ask that you would be with, as we consider marriages, we ask that you'd be with all of our marriages. That you'd humble us not to be a selfish spouse, each one of us, but to be sacrificial, especially the husbands. And you would make us to love you and to love our wives, and then wives that they would respect and honor and submit to their husbands by loving you and serving you. Father, we pray for our children. They are called to obey their parents as unto the Lord. That is not easy because we are sinners. But Father, we ask that they would obey their parents as unto the Lord. And you would give them that grace, that they would hear through that the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they would believe on the salvation even through their parents' teaching and discipleship, as well as we would pray that they would hear and believe even in public worship when they hear the word read and preached and sung and prayed and seen in the sacraments. We pray that each one would long to partake of the Lord's Supper, but know that they must not unless they come unto Christ. And Father, may it be that each one would of our congregation and those who have been visiting even, Father, bring them to a saving knowledge and relationship and communion and fellowship with Jesus Christ, your Son. That which we long for every day, Lord, fill us and grow us in our communion with Christ, that you would bless your people. We pray for the church. We pray for our denomination, that you would uphold her in these difficult times. We pray for our presbytery, those churches especially that have no ministers of the gospel ministering to them continually. We pray for Columbia and Denison and Casper. We're thankful in Casper that they have called a minister, which is an answer to our prayers. And so we praise you that you're a God who answers our prayers. We pray for Columbia and Denison, though, that you would call a man to be in each one of those churches to fill the pulpit and to minister and shepherd to the people along with elders. In Columbia, we pray that you would raise up elders there, too, because they have none. And so, Father, equip them and grant to them the grace that they need to minister to the saints there. And, Father, we ask that you would uphold the saints there. Father, we ask that you would be with all of us now as we continue worshiping you. We ask that you would watch over us and protect us from evil, protect us from our own temptation and sin, and that we would turn unto you in all things in your word to rebuke the temptations even of the devil, that we would not open up our hearts to the devil and his words, but that we would rebuke him with your word, knowing that it's you who rebuke him. And Father, we ask that you would uphold us, that you would give us that body, that armor of God, that body armor that you give to us that's found in the word of God, that's found in the gospel of God, and that you would protect us from such things of evil and lust and the things of this world, the pride of life even. And then, Father, we ask that you would provide for us in each one, each member of this congregation and all those who we love and know. We ask that you'd provide for them and provide work, especially for those who are used to working and who should be working. Father, grant all of us work. We would know that to work, those who don't work ought not to eat. And so, Father, we ask that you would provide work, and even work through the government and the various civil magistrates to bring about work for your people. We pray also for that work would go out to, that work would be able to be had by those in the world. Because we know that you, as Christ sits on the throne, as he rules over all creation, you rule over governments and nations and those workings of people and jobs and employments, actually help us, even though Christians might not be a part of them. And so, Father, we ask that you provide work for such people, that you would uphold your people, and you would grant to us comfort knowing that you are doing this even now. Father, help us, we pray. In all things, we ask that you would answer our prayers according to your will, that your name would be praised. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.